9th of February, 1936. Talk number 156. Devotee, is solitude helpful for practice? Maharshi, what do you mean by solitude? Devotee, to keep away from others. Maharshi, why should it be done? It is actuated only by fear. Even in solitude, there is the fear of intrusion by others and of solitude being spoiled. Moreover, how are thoughts to be erased in solitude? Should it not be done in the present environment? Devotee, but the mind is distracted now. Maharshi, why do you let go the mind? Solitude amounts to making the mind still. This can be done in a crowd, too. Solitude cannot efface one's thoughts. Practice does it. The same practice can be made here, too. Talk number 157. Devotee. In the quest of I, the seeker is at a certain stage directed to keep the mind in a negative attitude for grace to enter. How can a negative yield positive results? Maharshi, the self is always there, not to be newly got. Devotee, I mean to ask, what has been done in the negative attitude to deserve the grace? Maharshi, are you asking this question without grace? Grace is in the beginning, middle, and end. Grace is the self. Because of the false identification of the self with the body, the guru is considered to be with body. But from the guru's outlook, the guru is only the self. The self is only one. He tells you that the self alone is. Is not then the self your guru? Where else will grace come from? It is from the self alone. Manifestation of the self is a manifestation of grace and vice versa. All these doubts arise because of the wrong outlook and consequent expectation of things external to oneself. Nothing is external to the self. Devotee, all our questions are from our standpoint, and Sri Bhagavan's replies are from his standpoint. The questions are not only answered, but they are undermined. 11th February, 1936. Talk number 158. Mr. Friedman, Gyanaka was a jnani, and still he ruled his dominions. Does not action require activity of the mind? What is the rationale of the working of a jnani's mind? Maharshi, you say Gyanaka was a jnani and yet active, etc. Does Gyanaka ask the question? The question is in your mind only. The jnani is not aware of anything besides the self. He has no doubts of the kind. Devotee, probably it is like a dream, just as we speak of our dreams, so they think of their actions. Maharshi, even the dream is in your mind. This explanation, too, is in your mind only. Devotee, yes, I see. All is Ramana Maya, made up of the self. Maharshi, if so, there will be no duality and no talk. Devotee, a man on realizing the self can help the world more effectively, is it not so? Maharshi, if the world be apart from the self. Talk number 159. Mr. Cohen desired to know if trance is a sine non for self-realization. Maharshi, you are always in the self, now, in trance, in deep sleep, in realization. If you lose hold of the self and identify yourself with the body or the mind, these states appear to overtake you, and it also looks like a blank in trance, etc. Whereas you are the self and ever present. Devotee, Sri Aurobindo says that the light which resides in the head must be brought down to the heart below. Maharshi, is not the self already in the heart? How can the all-pervading self be taken from one place to another? Devotee, is a karma yogi or a bhakta too subject to trance? Maharshi, when you concentrate on one point, you merge in it, and this merging is called trance. The other features disappear, and the self alone remains over. The karmi or bhakta also must experience the same. Talk number 160. Devotee, what is the hridaya and what the spurana therein? How do they appear? Maharshi, the hridaya and the spurana are the same as the self. The spurana requires a basis for its manifestation. This is explained in the book. Devotee, how does the spurana appear? As light, movement, or what? Maharshi, how can it be described in words? It includes all these. It is the self. Fix your attention on it and do not let go the idea of its ultimate character. 13th of February, 1936. Talk number 161. An elderly man from Anantapur, after hearing the Vedas recited in the hall, stood up and asked, "It is said that the non-Brahmins should not hear the recital of the Vedas." Maharshi, mind your business. Take care of what you came here for. Why do you waste your time in these matters? I heard the recital, you say. Who is that I? Without knowing the I, you are using the word. If its significance be known, there will be no doubt. Find the I first, and you may afterwards speak of other matters. Continuing, Sri Bhagavan said, the Smritis say something. They are not appropriate now. I will reform the world, rewrite the Smritis. Saying so, people are cutting capers in the world from time immemorial. Such reformers have come and gone, but the ancient Smritis will stand. Why waste time over such matters? Let each one mind his business. All will be well. 23rd of February, 1936. Talk number 162. A Maharashtra lady of middle age who had studied Gyaneshwari, Bhagavata, and Vichara Sagara was practicing concentration between the eyebrows, had felt shivering and fear, and did not progress. She required guidance. Maharshi told her not to forget the seer. The sight is fixed between the eyebrows, but the seer is not kept in view. If the seer be always remembered, it will be all right.